Okay, Ruth Coppinger, we're going to go back to you because you were trying to get a fox hunting bill passed in the Dáil during the week, and you met opposition, I suppose, at surprisingly early stages of the bill. Maybe, first of all, you tell us what's in the bill.
Well, it's a bill to amend the Animal Health and Welfare Act, which, you know, protects animals from stress, from cruelty, and suffering. But yet, there's a clause in there that says hunting is allowable. You know, and clearly there's a conflict between the two because foxes are chased. Foxes for hours can be dug out of the ground and ripped apart by dogs. So that's clearly cruel.
Right. And
So
it's
I want.
specifically the fox hunting bit that you want done away with. You're not talking about all, I'm sure you're probably
No.
against all forms of hunting, but in this specific bill, it's fox
I
hunting.
decided to focus on foxes because there are other bills that are looking at hare coursing, for example. And there hasn't been a specific fox hunting bill for a long, long time, over a generation. And I thought it was good to focus in on this because there isn't any justification for fox hunting, in my view. Whatever, it's purely for entertainment. There is no benefit to anybody. Foxes are part of our biodiversity. They're our last wild dog. They're a native species. And, you know, they're a beautiful animal. They're under threat from a variety of sources, obviously development being a key one. And hunting is one. And, you know, you hear all sorts of arguments about how we must keep numbers down. And, you know, we heard in the Dáil, it was comedy gold, to be honest, from Danny Healy-Rae, who stood up when I proposed the first stage of my bill, in a highly unusual move. In fact, I don't know when it last happened, that a number of TDs from Independent Ireland in this particular case tried to oppose my bill, even moving to second stage for
Right.
debate.
It ultimately did move on, and the government facilitated that, which I'm sure
Yeah.
nearly caused you to sit down in shock to a certain degree. But it followed the decorum and the normal protocols of the Dáil, where where people want a bill debated, it'll be allowed to move on to the next
Yeah,
stage.
well, no, it didn't shock me that the government agreed because we're elected as TDs to legislate. That's our prime function, you know. So if the government is going to stop private members, ordinary TDs from bringing bills, it would be a dangerous precedent. What I was shocked by in particular was Sinn Féin joining this move with Aintu, with Independent Ireland and a number of other independents to prevent my bill even being debated. Now, we know their stance on fox hunting. Clearly, they're in favour of it. It would seem not against or not in favour of a ban.
Well, we did ask
But
them for a
they.
spokesperson for this specific part of the debate, and we did ask them for a statement, but they
Well,
declined to forward that
they
to us. They
made a
said we could point
subsequent
toward,
statement when they were questioned about this, saying that they wanted to put their position on the record. So this is their position. But it's a very dangerous position because what they did was they tried to prevent a debate. And I think that they didn't want to expose themselves to a
They
debate,
want an
obviously.
expert group with all stakeholders involved to look at this area, isn't that that is, I think.
They want it to be regulated, but it is regulated. That's, you know, it's regulated now because foxes are allowed to be hunted. So you just can't regulate cruelty like this. It's a cop-out by Sinn Féin, I'm afraid, and they have a poor record on
Okay.
animal welfare.
Well, they would sure, I'm sure, beg to differ, but we'll accurately reflect because they did send us. They said they had nothing to add to the comments they'd already had recorded in the Irish Times. They said they're committed to achieving the highest standards in animal welfare and an end to animal cruelty, and they proposed the minister establish a commission of experts, including stakeholders from animal welfare and rural pursuits organisations, to examine and recommend appropriate regulations. Patricia Devlin, is this an area you've looked at, fox hunting, and why it's legal here and how it's fared elsewhere?
Yes. So earlier, actually last year, I spent some time in some of these illegal hunting groups who you mostly use social media to organise, you know, everything from, you know, fox hunting to badger baiting. Firstly, the fact that, you know, hunting a fox is legal is used as a smokescreen by, you know, more sinister elements. You know, for example, you would have people who would go out badger bidding and would bring a frozen fox carcass in the back of their van so that if they are stopped, in the rare occasion they are, that they can say they're out hunting foxes. There is so much cruelty that does go on within this. And I think, you know, a lot of experts I speak to say that, you know, the legal status of this doesn't help, you know, the welfare of wildlife and in particular protected species such as badgers. We are an outlier. The UK.
So sorry, just to clarify that point, the mm-hmm. illegal hunting practices that you're talking about, that people, you know, try and cover their tracks with, and badger baiting and all of that kind mm-hmm. of thing. It's what your contention is, the fact that there are certain forms of wildlife hunting that are legal in Ireland, sort of, I suppose, what might yes. be chase hunting of wildlife, that in some way creates a climate whereby there's a higher tolerance or at least a willingness to a certain extent to turn a blind eye to the illegal end of things. Is that what you're arguing?
I think that's fair. And I also, my other point was that it can, you know, the legal end of it can be used as a smoke screen by people who engage in illegal activity, you know, to cover the illegal activity. That is what I have found after being, you know, involved in these groups for around 6 months. There's an issue with that. And obviously, we're getting more momentum now. You know, Ruth's proposed bill, and we're seeing that around the world, where, you know, animal welfare is becoming more prioritised as time has gone on.
Right. I mean, Padraig O'Sullivan, given that this is often framed as an urban versus rural issue, can you see Ruth Coppinger's bill making it further with the support of people on the government side, or do you know at this stage what the stance of government parties will be with regard to progressing this legislation?
Well, just to be honest, to answer the question honestly, we actually don't know what the situation is. Like Ruth said, I was surprised at what happened last week, because, like, even myself as a backbencher in the government ranks, like, I have the opportunity to bring in a private member's bill, which I did in the previous Dáil, and I'll be bringing one in relation to equine welfare in the coming weeks. To try and deny any representative that right, I think, is on. You know, I haven't heard of it in my brief time in the Dáil, but it was definitely not expected. And, like, I think it's just, for me, it highlights, I suppose, that Sinn Féin in particular were trying to politicise the issue. And I know that part of our jobs is politics, don't get me wrong, but it's just part of this wider narrative, I think, you know, in modern politics, where you're either for or against something, and, you know, people tend to politicise things, make them black and white, try and divide people. Like, allowing that bill to proceed to second stage, to have a debate on the floor of the Dáil, was the easy and right thing to do. And for me, I don't understand why they took the line that they took.
All right. Although people would look at, I suppose, the failure for the Sinn Féin's proposed bill on removing the central bank's role in signing off on the prospectus for the sale of Israeli bonds, not to allow that to go to committee stage, also prevented a debate in its tracks as well. But I mean, for the purposes of the animal welfare issue itself, and on that, Padraig O'Sullivan, are you personally in favour of what Ruth Coppinger is proposing here?
Look, I'm going to wait for the debate. I'm not. You're probably accusing me of sitting on the fence. I've given comment previously about my own personal opinion on this issue. I have said that I'm personally not in favour of fox hunting, and I don't see how people would take gratification in it. It's not a form of entertainment for me. And I don't like the way it is often framed as a rural and an urban debate. Look, people, unfortunately, were brought up with those types of pastimes in certain areas. They choose to do it, but for me, it's not something that I would get any gratification from.
Colm, right. There has to be a free vote on this, and that's something I'm calling for.
You believe this is an issue of conscience that demands a free
vote?
Yeah,
I mean, they've
vote.
Done it before in relation to assisted dying, even repeal, like Fianna Fáil, for example, allow their TDs to take different positions on that debate. And I think TDs in a lot of parties, including Sinn Féin, are extremely unhappy about being forced to vote for something like this, which they don't believe in.
All right, we'll go to the text because a couple of people or a number of people have sent in text to 51551. Such a inverted commas, sport has no place in a civilised society, and it's high time Ireland joined the vast majority of other countries in prohibiting such cruelty. The overwhelming majority of Irish people, both urban and rural, favour a ban on fox hunting. 77% support such a ban, according to a Red Sea poll commissioned in 2019, says Adam by text. Somebody else wants to know, 51551, has Ruth Coppinger ever had a coop full of hens slaughtered by a fox? First of all, have you ever had a coop full of hens?
No. Not me personally.
No, and they weren't slaughtered by a fox. No.
And sheep and hens, etc., can be slaughtered by dogs, but we're not running and chasing after them and ripping them apart with other dogs, you know. So that's not a way to deal with problems that farmers may face.
Okay. Badgers, foxes and hares are treated appallingly in Ireland. We need urgent bans on badger culling, fox hunting and hare coursing. Our wildlife deserves protection, not persecution, says Philip. Badgers are getting it from cows, not the other way around, opines Joan Burgess on that one. Padraig O'Sullivan, on the hare coursing issue before we go to one of our short breaks this evening, do you have an opinion on that, or do you think that would come up in the course of the Dáil? Do you think that's another issue that you might be afforded a free vote on?
Yeah, look, my opinion on it, again, it's my personal opinion. It's similar to the previous issue. It's not something that I would engage with or ever envisage getting any entertainment from. So, look, whether we have a free vote or not is a matter for the whip and for the leadership of all the parties in government. So, look, if a bill is brought forward by members of the opposition, like Ruth has done with her fox hunting bill, maybe that's the way to spur the debate.
Okie doke, we are going to take a short break. We're going to come back after this. We did mention horses earlier in the programme. We'll get into that in a bit more detail. Ciara, you'll probably want to pitch in some detail on that when we come back. We'll also look at the issue of greyhounds as well. Back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.